Well, it's a big job for Adrian Dodoro to reconstruct this list after losing 12 players. Chris Pelkin, former list manager, joins us. Chris, good morning.
Good day, Matty. How are you going?
Good. It is tough, isn't it, for Adrian? But I suppose he probably had an idea that this could be coming, not for 12 months, but you'd think that he'd have a list already drawn up.
Yeah, look, that's understandable. I mean, this has been going on for a long time, and I know, speaking to Adrian throughout this this period, that there's always been some chance this could occur. So they'll have certainly come up with different scenarios, and unfortunately, it's probably the worst-case scenario at the moment.
What type of player, Chris, if you were doing it, would you be going for? Would you be going for your recently retired older player? Would you be going for a player that's been delisted from a club that just couldn't make the cut? What type of player would you be going for?
Look, that's an interesting question, Matty, because as perverse as this might sound, it has provided some opportunity to the Bombers, and that's certainly not to take away the gravity of the situation, because, I mean, it's a really difficult situation for all concerned, and not just at Essendon, right through the competition. This is going to create real problems over a period of time, not just 2016. But the opportunity that does exist is to actually look at some players who have missed out on being drafted and see if they really can come up to the mark. So I think with the 10 players they're talking about adding, they need to get a cross-section of players who can at least fill the void of some of those positions that they're going to miss out on in 2016 at the senior level. And they're probably in their back half. That's where there's some real problems at the moment, their defence, as strange as it might sound, because it was really their forward half which was creating problems last year. So the midfield and the back half is where I think they need to concentrate. But they should also be looking at two or three players that may have just missed out on the draft and really get an idea if those guys can come up to the mark this year with a view of maybe having them as long-term players.
Chris, Cam Mooney here. Actually, that was probably my next question was, do they go for the, and we've spoken about this for the last couple of days, do they go for the guys, you know, there's Brian Lake, who's obviously come out in recent, over the last 24 hours and said he's not interested, but do they go for the 32, 33-year-old retired guy, or do they go and look for a younger player who may cut it for 2017 and onwards?
I think it's both, the simple answer to that, Moons, because they are going to need some players to provide stability across what is going to be a very difficult, not just 2016, but probably a 2 or 3 year period. And if they can pick up an experienced player or two who can provide that leadership, and that's not to take away the guys like Brendan Goddard and Adam Cooney and those guys still at the clubs will provide that type of leadership. But if they can add some experience, I think they should be. But again, adding the point that this does present them with a unique opportunity, probably not the way they wanted to get that opportunity, but to give two or three younger guys the chance to cut it at AFL level. And that's actually some advantage, as strange as that might sound.
Now, what about from the other side here, Chris? I mean, we're talking about this morning off the top, just about that. From another club's point of view, it is now basically, well, you can go and talk to these guys and a lot of these players may, after 12 months, be so disgruntled with what's happened with their time at Essendon, they may want to leave. From another club point of view, do you now just go and make those contacts and just see if you are able to maybe grab one of these players and pull them across over your list?
Yeah, look, I think for the other 17 clubs, I think that's their right to do so. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, that might sound not quite moral in the situation that's occurred over the last couple of days, but we are in a competition, and I don't have an issue with the other 17 clubs looking to strengthen their list, whether it be from Essendon or others. But I know I'm sure Essendon supporters want to look for some level of security with the players who remain at the club, that they're not going to leave. But my experience in difficult circumstances is that clubs will actually make a resolve amongst their players and staff, and I think they'll fight this out. So I don't think it's a great issue at the moment. Let's put it that way.
It's an interesting one, Chris, and you talked about the moral situation. They've been the Essendon Football Club's been through so much. These 12 players, as Moon says, they could be launching legal action against the Essendon Football Club. We saw Paddy Ryder. He was in the middle of a contract. He came out and said, look, I want out. I want out of this contract. I want to go to another club. And obviously, clubs were aware that he was disgruntled, and all throughout that season would have been talking to his management, talking to him. Do you leave them alone for 12 months, or do you go in and you really try hard to try and grab some of these players?
Hey, if you're an opposition club, I think you get on the front foot and you do what you do best, and that is to try to make your club stronger. So, as I said, I'd have no issue with that, Matty. And I don't think Essendon would if the roles reversed. You know, it is a competition. Let's not lose sight of that. And everybody's trying to be the best they can be. And while I'm sure Essendon supporters and also people closer to the club would have some reservation about opposition clubs coming for their players, I mean, it is an AFL competition, and so I have no issue with that. And there's rules around those situations, just existing rules, which mean a player can't just walk under any situation. We're talking about guys who are obviously coming out of contract every year. Essendon's responsibility to try to retain those players, that's their right to do it. But likewise, opposition clubs have their right to try to recruit them away from the club. So in simple terms, I have no issue with it.
Chris, just finally, we've been talking about how competitive Essendon can be this year in 2016. Do you think that they can, you know, Adrian Dodoro can do something special and be able to make this group reasonably competitive, or do you think they'll struggle to win a game?
Look, I don't think they'll struggle to win a game. I think, as we've seen, it's a long season. And even at times last year, people were asking the same question about Carlton, even going into the season, St Kilda. I think with the ups and downs and the varied vagaries of the season proper, that Essendon will win a game. I don't have an issue with that. And as I said, this will provide opportunities to some of the younger guys who now will take on greater responsibility in that senior group and will grow because of it. So I think there's obvious challenges there for Adrian, and that's an extension of the coaching staff at the club. We're all aware of those. But having said that, I think you'll find some surprises along the way, and that's how the club needs to approach it. What can they actually do under what is a very difficult situation to make the club better? And everybody's got to keep looking forward. There'll obviously be elements of the club which need to, on a daily basis, address players who aren't at the club and make sure their welfare is looked after. I mean, again, that's an obvious position the club needs to take, but the vast majority of that club has to look forward and see what they can actually build upon.
It's a mighty challenge, Chris. Thanks very much for your time.
No worries at all, mate.